Hello, Career Quest listeners. Welcome to the season finale of Career Quest. Today is a very special episode. I want to thank you for listening to all the seasons and episodes in my podcast. So I'm your host, Sydney. Reminder, I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Career Quest, Mayor Sandoval.
Good evening, Sydney.
So tell me about your job.
So I have the honor of serving as the mayor of the city of Pomona. And fundamentally, my job is to help people. And some of what that looks like is sometimes people have issues where they have a pothole that needs to be fixed, or trash needs to be picked up, or a park needs to be clean, or maybe they have an old home and they want to make sure that homes are protected. But fundamentally, my job is about creating policy that helps make Pomona a better place for all its residents and businesses. And so that's just a little bit about my job as mayor.
Okay, what did you have to do to become a mayor?
Well, so there's a basic process that you have to go through to become mayor. So during a certain defined period, papers are issued by the city clerk, and you have to complete the paperwork, and you have to get 20 signatures, just 20 signatures of registered voters in Pomona. And if you get the 20, right, then you can run for mayor. And so not everybody chooses to do that, of course. Most people will often serve as commissioners, which is another role that they play as volunteers, or maybe they're even a council member. But, you know, anybody of age can run for mayor if they so decide. For example, I just had four other people that ran against me in the most recent election, which was November 2020. And fortunately, I was elected for another 4 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you wear to your job?
Oh, that's a great question. What do I wear to my job? Well, I wear different things. It just really depends on what I'm doing. So when I go to council meetings, which is twice a month, I typically wear a suit and tie. Although I have to tell you, with Zoom, it's a little different, right? Because we're not inside council chambers. We're, like in this case, I'm in my son's room. So sometimes I'll wear a suit. Sometimes I go do cleanups. So I'll just wear a basic t-shirt and some jeans. I have this really cool shirt. It's an orange shirt that says Pomona Beautiful on it. Let's see. I mean, it really just depends on what the situation calls for. But I have a variety of different things that I wear for different functions that happen in the city.
Oh. What is your favorite part about your job?
Well, I think that the part that I really, really enjoy is when I help somebody. So sometimes I'll get a call or an email and somebody has a problem. Like for example, somebody, when the pandemic started, I had a young lady call me and said that she was diagnosed with COVID-19. And it happens that she was living with her grandparents and other family members, and she was really worried about getting them sick. So she asked if I could help her get connected to one of the hotels that were being used to quarantine people. And so I walked her through the system. I shared with her what she needed to do. And she actually got into a hotel room in Los Angeles. And so she was able to quarantine so that she could protect her parents or grandparents or family members. And so it's moments like that where I get to help somebody in their time of need, perhaps maybe have a little more trust in government. Like there's people that actually care and want to help. And so those are just some of the examples, but really it's fundamentally for me is the best part of the job is when I help somebody with something that's important to them.
What is your least favorite part about your job?
When I can't, sometimes people will ask me if I can do, hey, Mayor, can you repave my street? And I'm like, no, I can't repave your street because that's going to be $2 million, right? So there are some things that frustrate people that they don't like about government. And, well, when's the new bathroom is going to come to the park? And you know, those are real concerns that people have. And I think that's the part where I have to sometimes tell them, well, we're not quite ready to repave that street, or we're not quite ready to build that new bathroom. But I can tell you we're aware of it. We're going to do our best. And sometimes you have to be prepared to say no to people. And that's not always an easy thing to do.
Do you think your job helps people, and how?
Yeah, so I've talked a little bit about that already. It really just depends on what the needs are. But I know, for example, parks are so important to our residents. Kids like to be able to go to the park and feel safe. And so, as mayor, my job is to make sure that when kids go to parks, that they're clean, that they're safe. And in fact, maybe there's like recreation programs, or maybe they can go swimming, or maybe they can play Little League baseball at the park. It's those types of things that the best part of it is when our kids can access all of these resources that the city has, so that kids can have a great time. They can have fun, they can laugh, they can smile, maybe even cry because they want a big match or a big game. I mean, those are the kinds of things that I really enjoy.
What was your dream job as a kid?
So when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot. And I don't mean like draw like figures or people or mountains. I used to draw sports stadiums. Like I love sports. And so I used to design sports stadiums. And so I think deep down inside, I wanted to be an architect. I wanted to design buildings, sports stadiums. And I mean, like, even when I go visit cities, one of the things I really enjoy seeing is I enjoy looking at buildings. For whatever reason, it just kind of excites me, particularly older cities. Like you go to downtown LA, you can see these amazing buildings. You go to Chicago or New York, there's just these amazing architecture. So I think deep down when I was a kid, I wanted to be an architect.
Thank you. I mean, thank you for coming to talk with me today.
Absolutely.
That you had time to do this.
And I just think, Sydney, it's really cool that you're doing this. I think you're probably one of the youngest people ever to interview me. So I think that's really cool what you're doing.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.